But the other part of it is, that in legislation and what we do, and then it's the natural inclination of people in politics is to deal with power, because politics is power. And so when you move to those without power here and you're concerned about them, it isn't that people without power are better than people with power, but it's just that we neglect the people without power, and then God wants us to pay attention to those who we naturally neglect. Using the example of the rich man and Lazarus, you know, the problem with the rich man was he didn't pay attention to Lazarus. Because when you look at him, he may have contributed substantially to the temple. He probably was an animal lover, because you talk about the dogs eating the crumbs on the table. And maybe Lazarus got some scraps too, but he didn't pay attention to him. That's the important, that you pay attention to whoever God lays at your gate. So when somebody lays at your gate, pay attention to him. I'll give you an example. I came out of the Judicial Center over there in St. Paul because I had to get to another meeting before that meeting was over with. And I think it was something on honoring Harold Stassen about the time he died. And I came out, and on the whole street there was only one human being around. And that is, as I came out of the Judicial Center, and it was going to hurry up that hill to get to my car. And a black man was just coming across, just stepped off the sidewalk over there. When I glanced over him, the only person there. I had to get out of there and get to that meeting. But it just came across me, you know, does God want me to talk to him? So I waited. And he even came across, and he was going up the direction I was going, so I shook hands with him and introduced myself to him, and we were walking along and in conversation. All of a sudden he stopped. He said, "Why are you talking to me?" And I said, "You know, now that you ask him, I just figured that the Holy Spirit wanted me to talk to you. I mean, here you're alone, and why another human being, why shouldn't I, rather than rushing by that, I ought to just reach out to you and talk to you?" Because I didn't talk about it, but God laying him at my gate. And so I said, "Jesus Christ," we then talked about Jesus Christ, and I told him what my job used to be. I was over in the corner office. So when we got up to where I went to my car and he went down to wherever his meeting was, he said, "I'm new in Minnesota. I just came here." And he said, "I just decided to stay. If there are people like you in Minnesota, I'm going to stay here." I was thrilled with that. Man was going to stay in Minnesota. And so that's why I say it's little things like that just stick out. Pay attention to whoever God leads at your gate.